Blog Talk Radio.
You're the only one on the line.
Oh, what? Something happened? Am I live?
Well, there's no... Yeah, we're on the air, but there's no one else on the line. Just you. It looks like we have one other person that's called in. Do you know who that would be?
No. Did you let him in?
We'll do it right now. There you go.
Hey. Hello. Hey. Stan.
Yes.
What's happening?
Who's calling?
This is Marvin Rome.
Where are you at? Are you in the driver's seat?
I'm in the driver's seat now.
Okay.
Welcome to another episode of Find the You. How you
all
doing,
right,
brother?
I'm doing wonderful, wonderful. Yes, all you have to do is just call in.
All right, well, I am in the seat, and today is Potluck Wednesday. What have you gotten done so far? So I'll catch up that way, because I guess we didn't recognize my new number, and so that's probably...
All right, yeah. That's what
yeah.
It was. I see. Okay.
Well, let's move forward. It's Potluck Wednesday, and as always, let's start with the empowerment pledge. That pledge is I will work on myself. I will work on my issues, my concerns, my hurts, and my pains, and I will, with support and assistance, strive to develop the tools necessary to become a better person. And if you will, just try every day to work on yourself to become a better person, you will see that you can welcome growth today and every day, just one day at a time. And that's what it's all about, just working on yourself today and every day. And that pledge of empowerment is just a daily process of working on yourself, becoming a better person. That's what it is. So if you continue to strive, you can make it if you try. Stan, what do you have for us today?
Well, there's so much going on, and, you know, potluck gives us the opportunity to be able to kind of get at it in a way which we haven't been able quite to do. And I just wanted to ask, has anybody heard anything? What has happened to that airplane? Did they find it? Is the black box still pinging, or has it gone to Pong? I don't know.
I haven't heard anything at all. It's a mystery, man.
Well, you know, sometimes things are just what it is. As they say, it is what it is, but it's unfortunate because I know if I had a family member, I would be up in the air. I would be really concerned for some closure to that, and
yeah.
It seems like none has come, and there's a lot of finger pointing that's going on, but it's a mystery, and I guess it will remain as such as a mystery. That's the way it usually is. But what we want to do is to be able to bring out in a very new way some of the things that are going on around the country. And I just want to pull out a couple of them I think that's very noteworthy for us to kind of look at. And I guess I'll start with, you know, President Obama recently stated that the right to vote is threatened. You wouldn't think that would be so in the 21st century. But he said that it's threatened today in a new way, that it has not been since the Voting Rights Act was implemented in 1964, because the law nearly five decades ago when it was enacted, it seemed like voter fraud protection and voter suppression is in full force. Some of the states are trying to manipulate the voting process with this voter ID. Now, this voter ID is not your driver's license. It's not your Social Security card. It's an ID that is issued from the federal government. If you're going to vote, you have to have it. When you go to the polls, if you don't have that voter ID, you got past it last year, but when you go to the polls, if you don't have that voter ID, you will not be able to vote. And that's going to create some mass confusion. People wondering why they're not going to, you know who it's being targeted toward. And so what do you think about
who's that?
Who's what? In terms of who's it being targeted toward? Being targeted people of color,
yeah.
Less fortunate, and disenfranchised.
Wow.
And,
why do you think
and people why? And people are having problems getting to get this voter ID because you have to, you know, have to get it. Had to be issued. And these are some new tactics that are going on in the 21st century. You know, they had poll taxes and literacy tax and different things back in the day under segregation, under the Jim Crow laws, but you wouldn't think that things like this would be going, but it is. You're going to have that in order to vote. So that's something that President Obama, he spoke out against. And of course,
well, why do you think there's still those type of tactics going on in the 21st century, bro?
Well, there's several factors because the GOP has not been able to sway people over to their political positioning. They just haven't been able to do it. It's a party that is non-appealing. It's a party that is harboring racists within it, in its framework. And there are just systematic efforts to retain it as the party of the affluent, of the rich. And people of color just happen to don't fit into that. And so I think that because these are the people who are committed to voting in terms of the Democratic Party. They're trying to find ways to destroy that voting block, the voting blocks. And they've tried different things, gerrymandering and so forth, like that redistricting. But they got to come up with new tactics to try to thwart the process. If they can frustrate, people, make it hard for people to participate in the political process, that's their way of being able to promote their new forms of exclusion. So that's just the way it is, and we got to continue to fight the good fight of faith to be overcomers. Not to allow ourselves to get stressed out about it, but it's just sad that we have to participate in that political nonsense, and that's what we're doing.
Right.
We're doing.
You said
but
forms of exclusion.
Yeah, right. New forms. And that's why he spoke about that.
So if we could give some advice to our listeners, what would be some of the new practices that you would prescribe for our listeners in terms of the voting process?
Well, one thing I would say be continue to listen to the program. So you know, in terms of, not that we have an exclusive edge on everything that's going on, but we try to be informative. We try to be insightful. We try to be gauging in terms of what's happening on the social scene and the political scene, so that people can have some insight. And so I would say that. Then I would say get involved in your local community.
Mm-hmm.
If there is community action agencies in your community, get involved. I'm not just talking about something. I'm talking about what I practice, what I preach. I try to get involved with the community activists that are making a difference. I try to support them. I try to hold myself accountable to that, so that can make a difference, because we need each other. We do.
Yeah.
And there's just there are some forces, some set mindsets that are just committed to keeping things the way they always been. And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. I don't really think it's going to get any better. Things have gotten a little different to be able to express your voice, but there's still are millions of people who are disenfranchised and marginalized and just out of it. And, you know, a lot of people just left behind because they don't care. And, you know, from your travels in most third world countries, it's either rich or poor. And there's efforts here to seem like to try to fashion it as such likewise. But we have to continue to stand up and to speak up. And I believe it makes a difference.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. So, but let's talk about what happened this past weekend in Kansas City at a Jewish center. There was a shooting.
What?
And it was a shooting. It's the latest in this hate group surge. Now, this is something that, you know, when we think about hate groups and things that they're doing, it's not only just happening toward people of color.
Uh-huh.
It's also happening toward the LGBTQ community as well.
Wow.
Yes. You know, and I think about that many times because, let's face it, I mean, an individual has to be commended to be able to take a stand, to exercise their right to express their belief in terms of who they are, what they are, and so forth. But some people just can't accept that. They're homophobic. I guess I'm saying it right. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. If I am, you're more than welcome to help me out. Correct.
Well, we know what.
They got a phobia. They're fearful. And they're literally beating. They're literally beating people up because of their beliefs. Seriously, that's going on. And there's so many undocumented cases and unknown hate crimes that have gone on through of that persuasion that is just ridiculous. I'm not for any brutality toward anybody that's a member of the human race.
Wow.
It's just nonsense. When a human being rejects another member of the human race, that's sickening. That's sickening. Now, we know that there are some sick things that goes on and so forth like that, but I'm just saying, brother. But let's get, you know, this shooting. This dude was a supremacist, a white supremacist, and he just released his weaponry inside of that synagogue, that center.
Wow.
I mean, you never know.
But I guess we're not. And I think you're right, man. The human process, man, the humanity and the rejection of humanity is a sad state of affairs for us, man.
And well, one thing I like to say, most people that do despicable stuff like that, they're cowards. And after they done the despicable deed, you know what they do? They turn the gun on themselves. Well, he didn't do that. So he is in custody. He is in custody, the guy that did this, this tragic. So
religion teaches us to hate another person.
Self-religion teaches you to hate somebody else. When you get yourself to the extent where you have a low tolerance for other people's faith or persuasions or even opinions, it is all about you. It's all about your way or you hit the highway. That's when you become destructive. That's why when you become dangerous.
True.
And that's what's going on, brother. Yep. So we need to think about that. What about this one, man? A recent survey has revealed that a majority of U.S. adults still support the death penalty. Yep. As a matter of fact, 55% of U.S. adults say that they favor the death penalty for persons convicted of murder. Now, this is down from 62% surveyed in 2011, but polls also indicate that public support for capital punishment has been gradually declining over the past couple of decades. What's your take on that? Do you support?
Well, that's probably a good thing, but I would say this first is they never poll me, man. I've never been polled yet. Nobody called me.
You don't count. You don't count.
I haven't had one survey.
You're indivisible.
Yeah. So I'm just wondering why I can't seem to get my voice in. But I think, you know, when I look at it from a humanistic standpoint, no other human being, whether it is legal or not, has the right to punish another person to that extent. I mean, that's like being God, because you're saying you don't have the right to live on this planet anymore. And nobody has that right, not even a person who's made a mistake or who did something on purpose. I think everybody at some point, no matter what they've done wrong, has a right to exist. And I don't think man could sanction in his own reasons for taking another life, even though he's punishing someone for doing it. It's no different. Life is a life. Whether you're taking it for a reason or you're taking it because you're confused, you're still taking a life. And I'm not sure if I support that at all. And I know there's some families who would say, you know, well, my loved one has passed away and all that, but I still don't think you can have a life for a life. I just don't feel that.
Well, the law is for the lawless. That's the way it's supposed to be. And the rule of the law is if you do the crime, you do the time. But there's some crimes that that's it. You're out of here.
But justice is blind, too, so, you know, what's the difference?
Well, let's jump over to South Africa. The Blade Runner. You
remember
who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He's in bed.
Petraeus.
He's in bed. His missus or his friend is not in bed with him. She's somewhere. He hears a noise in the bathroom. And the next thing you know, he's fine in the bathroom. And the next thing you know, you hear a scream or something, and she's down. She's out of here. He said that he thought it was an intruder. That's big over there in South Africa. Big. What's happening? Hello?
We just had some kind of feedback over the line, but I think it's clear now. But I would say this, Dan, and you know this to be true. If you're laying with your lady or your wife or for you, your palace queen, and she's not in the bed when you heard some noise, that would tell you that she is not around.
It's probably her making the noise.
Exactly. So I don't know what's going on with him, but that's
could
probably not.
Could be a pet if you have one. Could be a pet if you have one, too.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know that the brother does not have the use of his full leg.
I don't know, man. That brother had me crying. That brother had me crying. He had me crying. I'm not being.
But you can't come out blazing.
About it. Did you hear him wailing in the courtroom?
No.
Oh, my.
Was he
yelling so the judge got up and walked out of the judge, walked to her chambers.
Wow.
It touched me. I'm all man, but I'm compassionate too. But tears was coming out of my eyes like, man, like drops of river. Yeah, that brother was wailing. He was, man. Now, it wasn't no crocodile tears, but that's what the prosecutor said. But the thing of it is something went down. Something went down.
Is it possible to
humanly make
that
brother
mistake?
Like that? Can you see a brother like that getting a death penalty? I don't know.
Well, if he did it on purpose, I mean, the way the rules are
why
now.
Why would he do something like that on purpose?
Yeah. Can that actually happen that way? Can it be that when he woke up, he just reacted that way?
Was he having a nightmare? Is that what you're trying to say?
I don't know. All I know is the man had a gun and he opened fire on whatever he thought was there, not knowing that his woman was somewhere around. I don't know if they lived together. Were they having a sleepover that night or do you know?
I think they lived together.
But let me say this real quick. I'll tell you what is good, that there was a female African judge sitting on that throne over there.
Okay.
That was good to see a woman in power in terms of leadership.
Well,
I believe
that's what time it is. I believe it's time for the men to sit down and shut up.
All right.
I guess we're talking to ourselves.
But some of us do. Some of us
well,
got a whole lot.
You know, and I look forward. You know, I mean, everybody knows that, for instance, since you went that way, everybody knows that Hillary has her hat in the ring and most likely will put it on, but there already are signs of sabotage in that experience because could the entry of Deval Patrick, you know who he is, he's a governor, one of the other, I think the only black governor right now, into the 2016 presidential race, could that derail the presidential fast track of Democratic nomination for Hillary Clinton?
No, man. She's a shoo-in. Unless she has some skeletons in her closet that's overwhelming for the
Only skeleton is Bill. Well, let me cut that out. President Clinton. But anyway, I think she would be good. I think their time has come. The time has come. And I think that male supremacy is long over outdated, and it needs to be put in its place.
Yeah,
and
that's
think
true.
It's gonna take. I think it's gonna take men to speak up and to say that to the brothers.
Yeah. Now I will say this:
not my brother.
Leadership is leadership, and it doesn't matter if it's male or female. If we lead justly and we lead righteously, no man or female should have an issue with their leadership. And so it is, to me, is being just and fair at the position, no matter if it's male or female.
Who's out here doing all this? It's men.
Well,
who's starting all these wars? Men.
Some of it's behind women. And some of these women are behind men. Now, that's no disrespect to the women, but all women aren't fair, and all men aren't fair. But whomever is in the leadership position must honor that position.
I hear more bad. I don't know. I could be wrong. I could be out of it. But I hear more bad men than I do more bad women.
Well, they are raised by somebody. So it goes back to morals. I'm just saying, male or female, you have to live with integrity, particularly in leadership, whether it's a judge or an attorney or police officer or anybody that's in a position of power, president, you have to lead justly and fairly. That's all I would say.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I agree with that. It makes a difference.
Male or
it
female.
Makes a difference. It
now,
does.
I think we are overdue for a female president, and I think female leadership is great, and I look forward to it. I have a daughter myself, and I would love to see her be in a position of leadership to share her views and values with the world. But it all comes back to integrity and respecting that position.
Well, I can't think of a person that's more qualified than myself. I mean, the lady, she's lived there in that setting. She was married to a president, two-term president.
Mm-hmm.
She served as a senator. She served as Secretary of State. She's just well-versed.
Yeah, she's groomed. She's ready.
But, you know, we talk these days about tokenism.
Uh-oh.
That's right, tokenism. You know, just having somebody in the seat because it's politically correct. It's the right thing to do. I think it's the right thing to do in terms of equality. I remember I was at a restaurant one time. I was eating it, me and another guest, and they asked, they served me first, and I quickly asked, I said, "Why do you serve me first?" And I said, "I thought ladies was first." She said, "Well, we all equal now." That's what the lady, that's what the waitress said.
Right.
Are we all equal now? I don't think so, especially when it comes to pay. But anyway, that's the way it is.
Wow. That's another topic for another time. But thank you, Stan. Great job, man. And we have to learn to be fair with each other and be equal. Equity, respect, peace, and love is what we need in our lives. Join us again next week, 3 p.m., for another episode of Finding You with Marvin Roan and my co-host, Stan Macklin. Go out to the web, www.theempowerment.weebly.com, and find something out there that's good. And most of all, respect yourself, love yourself, and become peaceful today and every day. It's Finding You with Marvin Roan. We'll talk to you next week. Peace.